It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. My name's Sean Dangler and I'm with you as always. This week I am talking about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's the NFL playoffs. That's right. I figured, hey, let's just talk about the games upcoming, the upcoming games this weekend. You know, it's we're getting close to the end. We have the we have the NFL Conference Championship games. We have the 49ers versus the Eagles and the Bengals versus the old Chiefs. But two important games that will be decided. I think I'll start with the 49ers and the Eagles. And kind of, I don't know, I'm not going to obviously try to, you know, be super smart about this and blah, 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 like that type of stuff. I've read, I may have some stats, but I'm not going to be like, I'm going to tell you this, and that means this is going to happen. I'm just going to go with kind of what I'm thinking, and maybe this is what other people are thinking. But hopefully it is different, I would say. I definitely would say. But going with the 49ers game and the Eagles, I think it's honestly, I don't even give a shit about the Eagles. I don't give a shit in the sense of, they're not the ones that are going to decide this game. I really don't think they are. Like, they're fine. They're obviously the number one seed. Like, I think they can win, and I think they can do that. But ultimately, I think the 49ers have the better team. I think there's just more there with the 49ers, you know, with Debo and Bosa. And, like, they just seem to be a more complete team. Like, that's why Brock Purdy has not lost a single game this entire year, because he is playing on a team that is so good. Like, you could put anyone in there. Not that Brock isn't doing well himself. I think he's doing very exceptional, even for the scenario that he is in. Because I don't think most times a rookie, especially a rookie this late in the draft, unless you're Tom Brady, maybe Brock Purdy's the next coming of Tom Brady, who knows. Unless you're that lat, like, but that wouldn't happen. Like, obviously, it requires some big cojones on Brock Purdy. But yeah, I really think the game comes down to Brock this week. Because if I remember correctly, I don't think he had a touchdown this last week. And I think it's starting to, you know, it's been fun in games, and I think it's starting to come, things are closing in a little faster on him, and it's getting a little tighter, and, you know, the stakes are higher. He can't be as nervous, and obviously there's a couple plays, like one of the plays in the last game where he almost killed the entire clock. There was not some great clock management, but it worked out for him, and you don't know if it's like sitting around this clock's going to strike midnight. You just don't know, honestly. But I not that I don't think he'll implode. I don't think that's the case. I just think the 49ers, this game, it depends on if he plays well or not. Like, if he doesn't play well, they're losing. If he plays well, decently well, they win. Like, I don't think the Eagles can really do anything outside of, you know, obviously make Purdy not play well, but I don't even think they could give him whatever they wanted, and I think it just depends on whether Purdy plays well, because just the talent around Brock Purdy is simply good enough, and that's honestly, that's like it. Like, I don't even want to talk about the Eagles. Jalen Hurts is fine. Maybe it's because I haven't been impressed by the Eagles, like, at the beginning of the year. The NFC really just is kind of a crapshoot this year. And so, I just, none of the teams have me super confident. And obviously, that's the thing. It's like, 49ers, it comes down to Brock Purdy. The Eagles, it's just like, Jalen Hurts is your quarterback. And Jalen Hurts Super Bowl champion, it just doesn't roll off the tongue. For some reason, Brock Purdy's Super Bowl champion makes more sense than Jalen Hurts's Super Bowl champion. So that's, you know, that's where I lie with that. And I'll just go through. The line is 2.5 favoring the Eagles. If I was a betting man, I am not. I would take the under. I think that's how that works. I would bang the 49ers on this because I do think they are going to win this game. I think it's going to be close. That's a good line though. But I just don't see the Eagles winning. You know, I think the 49ers will win this game. Now moving on to the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. Because it's a quarterback league, yes, it's. I could say it's going to come down to the health of Patrick Mahomes, because obviously, if you watched that game last week, good God, his knee looked like it exploded. Even though it just ended up being a high ankle sprain, I don't know how his knee didn't get hurt, because it looked like his knee went the complete opposite way it was supposed to go. But needless to say, he will play this weekend. It kind of sucks because, isn't it? I believe it was last year the same thing happened where he was a little hampered, or 2 years ago, maybe when he was in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady. That might have been it, is when he was kind of injured there, and it wasn't great. And that's basically, I think for me, what this week is going to come down to is kind of like that Super Bowl. It's, you know, Mahomes will be Mahomes, you know. But the thing is, avoiding that pressure getting there. So it really comes down to the offensive and defensive line for the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I'm just looking at it. More comes down. If I'm going to narrow it down to one exact point, it's going to be the Cincinnati Bengals. That's what it's going to be. It's going to come down to the Cincinnati Bengals defensive line. That's exactly where we're going with this. And I mean that because I'm looking here at touchdownwire.usa today. Also, there's an ad for 80 for Brady. Didn't know that. I thought that was already out, but apparently it is not. Oh, Lord. So just looking at this touchdownwire.usa today, they noted the Bengals have and this is according, then they link it to the teamrankings.com NFL. So I'm trusting it's good, but they say the Bengals defensive line, or the defense, honestly, allow the least number of seconds per play in the league. Which, you know, that makes me think and can make you think, okay, so obviously they're putting pressure on the opposing quarterback to get rid of the ball as quicker than normal because they're getting there. And so then you look at their other stats, yards per game they give up. They are 6th in the league in that passing. Let me see if I can pull this up here. They are 7th. Just behind the 49ers. And then the rushing is the... seventh again? They're 7th in the league. And then you go... The funniest thing, though, is then you go to their stats on how many sacks per game they have. They only have 30, which would be 28th in the league. So it's funny that they can get to the quarterback... But once they get there, they aren't getting that many sacks. Even though they're on quarterback hits, they're 12th in the league. Granted, I guess I'm looking at this. They've played one less game, basically. So that might play a little bit in that. Obviously, in the quarterback hits. But the sacks, they're not moving up like a ton because they're 4 behind the other one. So that's their defense is line is good, but it's, and it like does a good job of getting there, but at the same time they aren't like, they pressure the quarterback to get rid of the ball, but they're not necessarily like beating up the quarterback, because that's what I think happened to Mahomes back when he lost to the Buccaneers, was their defense was very, very good. And so it just matters on that defensive line if those guys can get back there and get there quick, and then cause Mahomes to try to use his legs, because I don't care what high ankle sprain it has. That looked nasty, and he clearly was immobile after that. If he has to make quick decisions and that stuff, it's not going to bode well for the Chiefs because that's what's great about Mahomes' rendition, because he just has a freaking cannon and he can do all this cool stuff with his arms and throwing it and whatnot. He has a knack when he knows like something's up or it's not going to go well to shift out of the way, get to the other side of the field and like move around. And obviously that helps when your legs work, but when your legs are a little injured, it might not go as well. And so it's going to be tough for Mahomes if the Bengals are constantly getting back there and disrupting the pocket. So I really do believe this game will come down to how the Lions play, and especially the Cincinnati Bengals line, and how much pressure they can put on Patrick Mahomes. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, or just is going into this line, is are the Bengals. Wow, they have the Bengals favored by 1.5 over the Chiefs at Arrowhead. That just seems nuts. They really don't have faith in Mahomes. I would definitely take the Chiefs on this. Not even, I can't imagine. That just seems crazy that the Chiefs still aren't favored at Arrowhead. Like, people are that crazy, but whatever. I guess that's how you're going to do it. But yeah, no, I would definitely take the Chiefs on this. That's not even close like the 49ers-Eagles one. This is like, duh, take the Chiefs, obviously. Like the Bengals. The Bengals favored by 1.5? That seems nuts. Even though I'm talking about how Mahomes is beat up, I still think like that just doesn't seem right. It seems wrong. That's right. It actually opened at +1 against the Bengals, so the Chiefs were favored by just 1. And so that's crazy. That's flipped a little bit like that. Otherwise, The Eagles, just going back, I didn't realize this. They're favored by 1.5. At when it opened and dropped to 2.5, so clearly people think like the Eagles in this one. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this turns out. And yeah, basically, let's see if I'm right. Brock Purdy's the key decider in the 49ers games, and the defensive line for the Bengals will be the decider in the Kansas City Chiefs. Line, the games are 2 o'clock on Saturday's NFC Championship and on Fox and 5:30 on CBS. This is the AFC Championship. That's it, guys. My name's Sean Dangler. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week. That's it. Like, subscribe, tell a friend. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.